sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Boy can survive.
This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. And this is James Kelso, your host. Microphone's a little bit hot, but that's looks good. Here we are together on March the 3rd, 2023. TGIF, Friday. Day three of the CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference. And the, as always, you're welcome to call in, especially those of you out there who purchased platinum or silver tickets, or how about, silver, gold, platinum tickets. They have tickets going for $7,000 each. Some of you who bought those tickets, please call in and give your impressions of your private meeting with Donald Trump. The number is 512-248-8252. And if you don't have one of those, how about a private meeting with Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert? I'll tell you what, if you wanted to meet all the people we talk about so much today and tomorrow, and the previous 2 days would be the time and place to do it in National Harbor, which is a neighborhood just south of Washington, D.C., at the Gaylord Resort. I've never been to the Gaylord Resort. I've equipped people to go to the Gaylord Resort and organized their arrival and distribution of materials there. I've been to two CPACs in Washington, D.C. itself. It's quite an event, and it's becoming even more an event. I'll tell you what, CPAC has turned into Trump PAC. That is beautiful. One evidence of that today was that Mike Pompeo was giving his speech today. And boy, Pompeo has revealed himself to be something of a rhino and something of a never-Trumper. Yes, that's true. He was in the Trump cabinet. But you'll hear somebody explaining that in a moment. You'll hear Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. He'll be explaining that Donald Trump got sucker punched by lots of people when he came in to the presidency. A flood of people were flooded into his surroundings, and then he was reassured that these are the people you can trust. These people, and of course, he got hoodwinked a number of occasions, and there was nothing he could do, really. All of you out there who think he should have had omniscience, put yourself in his shoes. So, but listen to Tommy Tuberville from Alabama, listen to him explaining why more than ever we need Donald Trump as the president, because he was hoodwinked, because he was sucker punched, because he has been through hell. That's exactly why he's the man that has to be put back in that office. Not some rookie, not somebody who has to have his own or her own initiation for 2 or 3 or 4 years before they figure out the angle in Washington, D.C. We can't afford that learning on the job experience. So we'll play that little clip in just a moment. Of course, as Ed Sullivan used to say on his TV show, which really dates all of us with a 7 on our age, at the beginning of our age, the Ed Sullivan show, he used to say that the big act coming up, or he would say at the beginning of his, he mispronounced show, shoe, shoe. I don't know why he did that. What was wrong with Ed Sullivan? But he would say, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have a really big shoe for you. It's like he was talking about footwear. Anyway, America loved it. And tomorrow we have a really big shoe for you, which is the Trump mega address, the mega mega address tomorrow, scheduled for 1 hour at the very close of CPAC. I'm sure, is somebody going to raise his hand and object if he goes for more than an hour? I don't know. I don't know what he'll use, how much, but he's going to close the show with a bang, and he'll be closing it right after CPAC issues their straw poll, in which the 10,000 right-wing patriots that are there, each of them gets a vote. I've done this. They each get a vote as to who their pick is for the Republican nominee for the upcoming presidential, in this case, 2024 election. And so he'll have thumped everybody else in that straw poll. We'll be pleased to. Well, we can't announce that on Saturday because we don't have a show on Saturday. We'll have to announce it on Monday. But we'll share that with you on Monday. If you do go onto truthsocial.com tonight, you want to catch the post of Devin Nunes, who is the guy, former U.S. congressman from California, from the Sierra foothills of California, who has a hilarious what do you call this post? You know, people who are able to manipulate videos now where they have somebody talking. They put a fake video in with the talking heads of people they want to ridicule. I don't know if I should play this one. I don't know if it'll go over for you if I play it. Let's do this. Let's go with a safer bet here. Let's talk about Donald Trump's posts on Truth Social the night before Christmas, the night before his Saturday speech. Let me hit refresh here and see if he's got something up in the last minutes. He's got this most recent post is an hour ago. And he says, another great poll just came out favoring Donald Trump. This is beautiful. 64% to 31%. This is something called the Signal poll. Posted at Interactive Polls. The president copies it here. If the 2024 Republican primary election for president was held today, should be the conditional were held today, not the past tense, who would you vote for? Of course, you can't, you know, we're losing command of the English language. They don't teach it anymore in school. I worry about that with my kids. I was reading complete works of Shakespeare with my 11-year-old, my 17-year-old. They don't study Shakespeare anymore. They don't learn. Can you believe this in your schools? Check on it, parents. Ask your kids to write you something in cursive. They're not taught cursive anymore, meaning they aren't taught handwriting. Can you believe that? We're up here in North Dakota. It's a lot better here than it is maybe in some other places in the United States. Anyway, if the 2024 Republican primary for president were held today, who would you vote for? Donald Trump, 64%, and a different candidate, 31%. That's better than 2-1. So this is a good piece of news to start out with today. Imagine, I like to imagine things as they are. I also like to imagine things as they could have been, as a better way to appreciate the way things are. By this time, the communists had expected to have so thoroughly damaged Donald Trump that the Republican nominee to run against their communist nominee would be very much muddled, and Donald Trump would be very damaged. They're not happy with this. Donald Trump having a 64-31% lead. Now, folks, that's game, set, match. It's over. You can put a fork in it. This is a runaway. So Donald Trump, he's doing things right. And even though the American people are getting all the wrong information all the time, being lied to nonstop, somehow they're figuring it out. And they're even in these polls, which are conducted by left-wingers, almost all of them, and they are what are called, even though these are what the president correctly calls suppression polls. What is a suppression poll? Suppression poll is one is designed to suppress the actual thinking of the American people, to hide it, and also to suppress it, to change it with a poll. No, you think with a poll, what you're doing is taking the pulse. You're just sampling the public to see how they think. No. With a suppression poll, you're changing the way they think. So that's like some liar gaslighting you who says that you're in a room full of people. How many people want to do this versus that? And they lie to you and say, well, 90% of the people have already expressed that they want to do this, and only 10% want to do that. And they lied to you. It was the reverse. But what they're doing is they're kicking in the natural herd instinct of people to go along with the group. And that's why people, they want to vote with the winner. So in a suppression poll, if you're told that Hillary Clinton has won or Hillary Clinton is going to win, that is designed to make you want to be, you don't want to be with, you don't want to vote in the losing part. You don't want to vote for Donald Trump. Those are the losers. You don't want to be remembered as somebody who voted with the losers. You voted with the winners. You're part of the winning team. You're a victorious conqueror. So that was the purpose of all those lying polls that said that Hillary Clinton was beating Donald Trump. She wasn't. She never was. Never was close. But they lied, they lied, they lied. The idea was to make people, okay, vote for Hillary's going to win. So tomorrow morning I'll be able to tell people at work I voted with the winner. But even that wasn't enough. So even with that factored in, here's a poll. This is Donald Trump's going to win 64-31. And that's a suppression poll. So it's probably even better than that for Donald Trump. There's only so much you can lie in a poll before it becomes obvious to the victims. All right, let's go down this. Let's listen to Donald Trump for a second. Here's a message he put out today. He's doing this every day. He's making videos every day. Here's one he made for us today.
Past generations of Americans pursued big dreams and daring projects that once seemed absolutely impossible. They pushed across an unsettled continent and built new cities in the wild frontier. They transformed American life with the interstate highway system, magnificent it was, and they launched a vast network of satellites into orbit all around the earth. But today, our country has lost its boldness. Under my leadership, we will get it back in a very big way. If you look at just 3 years ago, what we were doing was unthinkable. How good it was, how great it was for our country. Our objective will be a quantum leap in the American standard of living. That's what will happen.
Now, you know, think big. Here's Donald Trump. He's setting a target for his presidency, his next presidency, a quantum leap to the American standard of living. Boy, do we need that.
Here are just a few of the ways we can do it. Almost one-third of the landmass of the United States is owned by the federal government. With just a very, very small portion of that land, just a fraction, one-half of 1%, would you believe that? We should hold a contest to charter up to 10 new cities and award them to the best proposals for development. In other words, we'll actually build new cities in our country again. These freedom cities will reopen the frontier, reignite American imagination, and give hundreds of thousands of young people and other people, all hardworking families, a new shot at home ownership and, in fact, the American dream.
Wow, that's the first time I've heard that. And this is the way he thinks. Think big. He looks at the big facts. He stands back. He notices that one-third of this vast country, one of the largest in extent in the world, and in terms of extent of usable land, maybe certainly one of the two biggest in the world, one-third of the landmass owned by the feds. He goes, wow, we could do something with that. We don't want one-third of the country owned by the feds. Let's use that. Now, our forebears, how did they use the land? They had, for instance, homestead. They had all this land. And so the federal government said, hey, you can have a chunk of this land large enough to have your own farm where you can build your own house and raise a family. And what was the result of that? Well, I'm sitting in the result of that, the state of North Dakota. All these Norwegians and Germans, even more Germans than Norwegians, and Swedes, the genetic ethnic ratio up here is 50% German, 30% Norwegian, 7% Swedish, and then the rest of us. They came out here and they got a farm from the federal government. The deal was this. We've got land. We don't have anybody to farm it. You're a farmer, but you don't have any land. Hey, match made in heaven. By the millions they came. So Donald Trump is reinvigorating that idea. Give people land. We'll continue right after this break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
Welcome back to the Trump Phenomenon.
What I love.
Let's listen a little bit more to the president talking today to us about thinking big. Find it here. All right. Take it away, Mr. President.
Another big opportunity is in transportation. Dozens of major companies in the United States and China are racing to develop vertical takeoff and landing vehicles for families and individuals. Just as the United States led the automotive revolution in the last century, I want to ensure that America, not China, leads this revolution in air mobility. These breakthroughs can transform commerce, bring a giant infusion of wealth into rural America, and connect families and our country in new ways. Likewise, through our strategic national manufacturing initiative, which is going to be very big and very, very successful, We will turn forgotten communities into hives of industry, producing the goods we will no longer import from China. We will also have a major initiative on lowering the cost of living with a special focus on lowering the cost of a new car and lowering the cost to build a single family home.
Bingo. Bingo. This must resonate for a lot of you out there who are looking at the world planned by the communists, which is one in which you could never afford to build a home. Forget it. They're also going towards making a car unaffordable. They don't want you to own a home. They don't want you to be a landowner. They don't want you to have a car. They want you to live in a little apartment built by the government, rented to you by the government, and they want you to travel in a bus, a government bus, and to live like a drone in a giant hive. That's their vision. Look what the president, look what he's saying. He wants to make homes affordable, make cars affordable. And of course, this whole electric vehicle BS, this whole Green New Deal BS. Electric vehicles are not cheaper. They don't run more efficiently. They're not saving the damn environment. Total BS. And there's nothing wrong with a gasoline car. The cheap used car that people like you and me have to be able to afford for a few thousand dollars. But you can get a car that will run for years, reliably, wonderfully, take you across the country. You can drive across the country affordably. The Democrats want to make that, take that completely out of reach. Put so many restrictions on your car that you can't afford it. So many licenses on your car, you can't afford it. They want to, in fact, they're explicitly going to ban the internal combustion engine. So that if you're lucky enough to have a car, if the Democrats, the communists, manage to cheat another election, a fatal election, a final election, the coup de grace. Cheating another election, and there will be no other elections beyond that. If you're lucky enough to own a car, you'll have to turn it in. And they'll give you a pack of bus tickets to replace your car. Because you're not going to be able to afford an EV. You're not going to have a charging station. Windmills and solar arrays. You know, it's been calculated that to provide the amount of electricity that we now provide, well, under the Trump administration, we provided ourselves cheaply and affordably. To make that amount of energy available using windmills and solar panels, you'd have to cover the entire expanse of the United States with solar panels. You'd have to live underneath a solar panel. You wouldn't have any landscape in America. You wouldn't have any national parks. You'd have to cut down all the trees and put up solar panels. And you wouldn't have any beautiful view of the Smoky Mountains or anywhere else. All you'd see would be giant spinning meat grinder machines chopping up every bird that comes into the vicinity. Giant heaps of dead birds. Windmills. We'll be right back. Fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is. You know, I was just talking about the internal combustion engine, and I thought of a bumper sticker I'd like to have on my beater, my 2001 car, which I need. I love my car. I love that internal combustion engine, and I love the CO2 that comes out the tailpipe. You know, you and I and all of us, you know, we are fed so much BS by what purports to be schools in this country, what purport to be educated people who are actually stupid morons. They're just politically correct. Why do I love CO2? Why should you also love CO2? Well, ladies and gentlemen, without CO2, you are dead. You are deader than a doornail. Because, first of all, CO2 is very rare, very precious. They want to stamp out CO2. Now, get this. Their program of filling your country with electric vehicles does not stamp out CO2. There's every bit, maybe more CO2 produced by a country full of electric vehicles than one a beautiful 2001 Beaters burning that beautifully plentiful gasoline with their six-cylinder engines. The CO2, why are you a dead duck without CO2? Okay, question for all you smart, not you in the audience here, but all you smart-ass morons who have been through all this college education. What is the question number one? Do you need plant life? Do you personally feel a need for plant life? Now, if they can't get past that question, we're talking really stupid. But once they concede, yes, I need plant life. Okay. That's what all the cows eat and the horses, and that's what all the wheat is. That's plant life, the algae, the plankton, the trees, the forest. They claim to be tree huggers. They claim to love forests. No, they don't. Okay, so you need plant life. Okay, next question. This is kind of a Socratic dialogue questions designed to entrap them, you know, in their own stupidity. Okay, so we need plant life. You personally need plant life, Mr. or Miss Liberal. What does that plant life need? What are the needs, the plant life? Oh, well, plant life, they need water, they need fertilizer, they need soil. No, you left something out. You left out the principal food of plants. You don't even know what plants eat, do you? They didn't even teach you how a tree grows or how your lawn grows. What did you learn in school? Did you learn diversity, equity, and inclusion? And I told a friend today, whenever they ask you to say diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, just reorder the words and say to them that you prefer to call to say diversity, inclusion, and equity. Die. Because that's what's going to happen. If you get their full-on diversity, inclusion, and equity, you and your civilization, Western civilization, will die. Just like the plants will die if they don't get their number one nutrient, CO2. Plants need carbon dioxide. All of them uptake carbon dioxide all of the time. And if they're deprived of that carbon dioxide, they die. Well, how much carbon? Well, they're never going to be short of carbon dioxide. The air is full of carbon dioxide. I mean, we're choking in carbon dioxide. I can barely breathe. Oh, how dare you? You're creating a mass extinction event while I should be at school across the ocean. I can hardly breathe. The carbon dioxide is stinging my eyes. Come on, Greta. Get your act together. The atmosphere, let me look at the numbers here. Okay. 78% of what you're breathing, Greta, is nitrogen. Okay. 21% of what you're breathing, Greta, is oxygen. Good thing we've got that. 0.93%, let's just call it 1%, of what you're breathing. Did you know this? Of course, she doesn't know this because they didn't teach this in school. Is argon. She's never even heard of argon. What is argon? Sounds like a personality in Star Wars. Argon. Of course, she's never done any welding. That's work and involves a flame and involves melting metal, doing things with your hands. If you're doing some welding, you'll have a tank of argon, which is an inert gas that you shoot it onto your hot spark so that to prevent oxidation with the oxygen that's in the air. You flood it with argon, which is inert. Okay, so you're breathing 1% argon. Well, but wait, where's the carbon dioxide? Well, there's carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. 0.04% of Earth's atmosphere is carbon dioxide. In other words, it's a trace element in the atmosphere. 0.04%. You have a hard time finding the carbon dioxide. Well, so do the plants. The plants have a hard time finding carbon dioxide. And if in fact it gets any lower than it is right now, if we get less carbon dioxide, the plants will die. We're not dying from carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is the nutrient for plants. Let me look at my... carbon dioxide. That's my bumper sticker. I heart CO2. And furthermore, carbon dioxide is not toxic to you. It's not poisonous to you. It doesn't hurt you in any way. It isn't destroying the earth. It isn't heating the earth. The earth isn't being heated up by carbon dioxide. The atmosphere or the temperature of the earth is changing, which is kind of what, isn't that what a climate is? It changes, and it primarily changes with cycles of solar activity, heat cycles from the sun that do change the temperature on planet Earth. Ice ages come, ice ages go. Did they study this in your school, Greta, that you should be at across the ocean? Did they study ice ages that once covered your lovely Sweden with 5,000 feet of solid ice? Do you realize, Greta, that Stockholm used to be a mile or 2 miles under the ice? That was pretty rough. Your family wasn't doing very well in that circumstance, but that's happened numerous times on planet Earth and will happen again and again. And again, and you don't need to get hysterical and scream. Well, see, that's what they did scream. 20 years ago, the climate activists were screaming that we were having global cooling. We were all going to freeze. But then we had a little bit of heat, a little bit of solar activity. So they went, the temperatures are going up every year. No, we're having global warming. They went with that for a little while. They gaslit you with global warming for a while. But then that didn't work out either because people were having like really cold winters. And it wasn't working out. And by the way, I do believe that the next phase or cycle in the Earth's climate will probably be an ice age. I think we're overdue for an ice age. And ice age onsets are very rapid. So we might experience one in our lifetime. But so they weren't getting the global warming either. So then they went to climate change. Oh, we're getting climate change. Well, hey, that's a pretty sure bet. Is the weather going to be different tomorrow? Are we going to have climate change next year? Yeah. You can kind of bank on that one. So they finally found a safe bet. Some days it's going to rain. There will be floods. There will be hurricanes, storms, lightning, tornadoes. Sleet, there will be power outages when the sleet accumulates on the power lines. You can count on that. And then, Greta, you will then be a prophet. You will have correctly predicted that the weather will change. But that isn't a reason to turn us all into communist tyranny. All right, let's go back to the president. Jeez, I went crazy with that one. Let's go back to the president. Listen to me. All right.
And they will be beautiful homes. And I will ask Congress to support baby bonuses for young parents to help launch a new baby boom. Finally, I'll challenge the...
Oh, I couldn't go more than two or three sentences. Baby bonuses. Come on. That sounds like Viktor Orban in Hungary. Have these guys been secretly corresponding? Are they talking on the phone behind our backs? That's what the Hungarians are doing. That's what Vladimir Putin is doing. He's offering bonuses and homes for men and women, young men and women, who do what? What is the purpose of life on Earth? They have children. That's the purpose. Not to get a graduate degree in you name it. No, ladies, it's to find Mr. Right, a guy, a patriotic guy that'll stay with you and, more importantly, stay with your children, who he will father and you will bear, and you will raise a family on your new piece of land provided by Donald Trump. And you can drive around in your cheap car that Donald Trump will have made cheap.
The governors of all 50 states to join me in a great modernization and beautification campaign, getting rid of ugly buildings, refurbishing our parks and our public spaces, making cities and towns more livable, ensuring a pristine environment, and building towering monuments to our true American heroes. Very importantly, I will also make sure all of these new places are safe. We love and cherish our police. They will do the job the way they have to. It is time to start talking about greatness for our country again. I will dramatically increase living standards and build a future that brings our country together through excitement, opportunity, and success. Thank you very much.
Hey, I'll take some of that. And the, hey, we've got a couple callers here. James in Vancouver, Jim in Oregon, and Tom in Utah. Let's go first to James in Vancouver. Hi, James.
Hey, man, how you doing? Talking about the gases, are you?
Yeah. And, you know, nobody knows it. Nobody knows that because it's not taught. I don't blame anybody out there. Don't feel guilty. If you don't know that there's almost no carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, don't blame yourself. Nobody else in your neighborhood knows it either, because that requires an actual cursory study of rudimentary science. You know, I mean, you know, if you're Isaac Newton, don't you think, you know, Isaac Newton didn't have the ability to know the composition of our atmosphere when he was alive. But anybody with curiosity wants to know, hey, what am I breathing? What's going on here?
Yeah.
And so, you know, like how much nitrogen, how much oxygen, how much, and nobody knows that they're breathing more than 10 times as much argon as they are of CO2. And I'll tell you this, James, I guarantee it. If you were to take a clipboard and go out there in the public and then say, there is a threat of argon, how would you feel about having to breathe 1% of your air being argon? How would you feel about that, ma'am? How would you feel about that, sir? Would you oppose that? Would you require that the police be sent out to stop this activity, to stop this argon that your children, they're going to make your children breathe 1% argon at your school and in your neighborhood? People, they'd all sign the petition. You know, we need a police state to prevent argon, the argon threat. But maybe Greta Thunberg should go after that. Change it to the threat of argon. Argon is coming. Well, anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, James.
Well, don't forget nitrogen.
Yeah, nitrogen was what, 80?
We need that too.
Yeah. We're drowning in nitrogen. Yeah, that's a good one. But
during an overnight thunderstorm, you can get 10,000 tons of ammonium nitrate falling from the heavens.
Well, that's why the grass gets so green after a thunderstorm.
Yeah, there you go. Bingo.
Yeah, exactly. And but you know, I mean, you could add that as a threat. You know, climate activists, we're being threatened by ammonium nitrate.
Yeah.
It's been detected in the soil around this area. We must, we need to abandon the area, condemn it.
That's right. Better call Al Gore.
Yeah. He'll come right out in his jet.
You know, I hear that guy was a real idiot in college. He couldn't even pass his classes. That's what I read on the internet.
Well, yeah, I mean, none of these liberals, none of them impress you. I mean, if you meet someone who's like anybody listening to you, James, knows in about 10 seconds that you're smart. And you can detect that in anybody. And we all have the ability. You can tell whether somebody's smart or not in seconds or minutes. And these left-wingers are not smart. They are stupid people.
Left-wingers, yeah.
Okay, stick with me, James, and we'll maybe get another call right after this break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com.
Back, folks, and let's see. We've only got a couple minutes left, so I'm going to stick this in because I want you to hear it. Listen to this audio. This is Tommy Tuberville. T-U-B-E-R. Tuberville. He was the head coach at Auburn University, one of the most winning, awarded coaches in the history of the world. Listen to him. Here he is at CPAC being interviewed by Newsmax. Here's what he has to say about this guy, Donald Trump.
Are you endorsing anybody yet? In the since we have a presidential campaign going.
I'm 110% behind Donald Trump, and I'm going to tell you why. I've got to know him well. I watched what he did. I watched how he stood. Now, he took the job and got elected. It'd be like you taking over the New York Jets. Who you hire? Well, he ended up hiring a bunch of people that were pushed on him from the swamp. He eventually got everybody out, moved them around, got the people he really needed to run the country. He knows what he's doing. We don't need somebody to come here as a rookie to kind of work their way around. Don, when President Trump gets reelected, he knows how to hit the ground and run. And if we don't get somebody like that, 2 or 3 years of experimenting with somebody new, we're going to have huge problems that we will never be able to dig out of the hole.
Wow. Tommy Tuberville, he's a U.S. senator now from Alabama. He said it all right there. One, just one of the reasons, paramount, we have to have Trump back. And this is the winningest coach, the best coach. He's a judge of men. We need somebody that can hit the ground running. And we got to go fast. And there he is. And it's Donald Trump. We don't need some rookie learning the ropes from scratch.
Like Keith Sanctimonious.
Like Ron Sanctimonious.
Right.
We don't need the Sanctimonious taking
the guy
3 years.
Chill. I mean,
yeah, he is.
Chill. Go ahead.
I think so. Yeah, I think he is. And fortunately, the wheels are coming off on his car, on his internal combustion car, on his 2001 Beater. The wheels are coming off for him. And so, and there is no other serious challenge. I mean, who are you right. going to call? Mike Pence?
Right.
Nikki.
I knew that guy was a shill from the beginning when I first laid eyes on him. I said, this is trouble.
Well, see, and Pence was pushed on Trump by the swamp.
Right,
the
deep state. Right.
Yep, exactly. And you know,
said, they're going to make Donald take this guy?
Yeah.
Question. God.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're going to be out of time here. Let me give Tom in Utah. Let me give him just a chance for 3 or 4 words. Tom, what's up?
James, you forgot cow farts. Where does that terrible methane come from?
Exactly.
Tom is jealous of me for some reason. I don't know why.
I'm not jealous of you at all.
Where did the methane come from?
I guess it's kind of a joke, but what's give us the point here, Tom, because we're running out of time. Give us
the methane came from the plant.
The
where did the sequestering of methane occur?
Yeah.
Tom.
It occurred
right.
in the plant.
Okay. All right.
Well, there you go.
There you go, and we'll conclude on that. Salute to plants, and we'll go with my bumper sticker. Not I love methane, I love CO2. Give me more of it. And we'll talk about that in the next show, actually. Farmers use CO2 in greenhouses to double their production. We'll see you again in the Trump Clubhouse Monday night.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.